The calls that we get into our county offices on a day-to-day basis, it's very affecting our agriculture communities around the state. And as time goes on and we have more livestock producers coming off public lands, there's not a lot for them to come back home to because of the either through the fires or drought, frost, just no moisture, and crickets and grasshoppers. So I think the severity of that is, as we here in the USDA Farm Service Agency are taking a look at all the aspects of what we can do to actually help our producers as they come home.
And what can you do to help them?
And one thing that we have done that the Secretary announced a few weeks ago, that we are opening up grazing, emergency grazing on our Conservation Reserve Program. Today we have approximately 180,000 acres within the state of Utah. This is land that has been set aside for future generations for wildlife habitat and such. Of course, last year we had the extreme wet year. The foliage from last year is still there. This year is very dry and decadent, but not the best feed. But it's forage for these cows that need to come home, that will be coming home off public lands, and something to come home to. So what the Secretary has asked that we allow this grazing, emergency grazing, to take place. There will be a 10% reduction in the producer's payment per acre, which on the average, just giving you a ballpark figure, it'll cost about roughly $4 to $5 an acre for a producer to graze 1 acre of that CRP, the Conservation Reserve Program. Normally it's a 25% reduction, but I think through the direction from the President to the Secretary to reach out what we do to help these states that are drought stricken, that's the direction that we're going. Also, another program we have is emergency loans. In the event that a producer has lost their feed due to fire, the drought, the extreme drought that we're faced with, the President directed the Secretary to drop the interest rate from 3.75% interest down to 2.25% interest, and that will be a very good benefit to our producers that are in need of financial help. There is kind of an unlimited pot there, per se, for each state, but there is a limit of $500,000, and this is a loan, so they would have to pay that back to the federal government plus interest, but we can expedite that very rapidly through our county offices and we help that we have within our farm loan program.
For those of us not very well acquainted with the cattle industry, when you say that they're running out of land to graze their cows, I mean, how devastating can this be for this industry?
Well, I think it's concerning when you take a look at the overall numbers throughout our country. The numbers, cattle numbers, are definitely down. And the thing that concerns me is the number of producers that are still there, the age of our producers, the event that they have to liquidate their herds. This is another part of this program that USDA is handing out, that in the event that a producer does have to liquidate their herds, there are some tax breaks in regards to an emergency declaration, such as what we're asking for. So I think it's going to have a drastic effect on the livestock industry throughout our state as well as the nation. And I am just in the process right now of here about 2 weeks ago, the Secretary made the announcement that pretty much the whole West is in a drought-stricken area. He, what they call, fast-tracked that along any county in what they call a D0 or above on the drought monitor would qualify for this, but we also have other disasters that have taken place. For example, back in mid-June, we had killing frost throughout our state. We had some in Cache Valley and Box Elder County and down San Pete County, Millard County. And so I'm sending, as we speak, back to the Secretary for further secretarial declarations of disasters that we're faced with. And, of course, being one of them being fire, and one of them is insects, which would consist of the grasshoppers and crickets, the frost along with that. So I've got other declarations I'll be sending back to the Secretary tomorrow and asking for declarations on that as well.
We've been speaking with Arthur Douglas, the State Director for USDA Farm Services, about drought emergencies. For Utah Public Radio, I'm Brianna Bodley.